The mountains of Gangwon Province in North Korea get heavy snowfall during the winter months. All the white stuff may have inspired North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to build a ski resort there. And that is today's GeoQuiz. Where is North Korea planning its first world-class ski resort? And would you go? A North Korean leader himself might someday pay a visit to the Groom Slopes. Some say Kim got hooked on skiing when he studied in Switzerland.
As one of the most elite North Koreans, he would have had the money and ability to go skiing. So it is possible he had some experience while living in Europe.
So can you name the ski resort North Korea hopes to have ready by the end of the year? It's named after a mountain pass in Gangwon Province. We'll share the answer and tell you why the ski project has just had a major wipeout in a few. Would you ski in North Korea? Could you ski in North Korea? That's what we were asking in today's GeoQuiz. And as it turns out, North Korea is moving forward on a plan to build its first ski resort. I hope they know what a lift ticket runs. But it seems the country's run into a major setback. Reporter Jason Strother is based in Seoul. Jason, where in North Korea is this proposed ski resort?
This is in Gangwon Province at the Mashikrung Pass, the Mashikrung Hill, which is in the southeastern part of North Korea.
Right, so just north of the demilitarized zone. So for a ski resort, you need snow, you need a slope, and a way to get up the slope. But the North Korean plan apparently has hit a snag. What's the problem?
The problem is, Marco, every summer around this time, North Korea gets hit by massive rainstorms. And because of deforestation, this causes mudslides. And according to satellite images taken at the end of July, much of the work that has been done on the Mashikrung ski resort has been destroyed. The hotels have been flooded. All the work has gone to waste, pretty much.
I guess the obvious question is why a ski resort in a country that has issues just feeding its own people?
Sure thing. Well, North Korea, for the past several years, has embarked on adventure tourism, sports tourism. Opening up its mountains to foreign tourists seems to be the most logical step, being that much of the north is covered in mountains. However, it's unclear who would actually want to come up and ski these mountain ranges. I think North Korea depends on a sort of adventure traveler who, wants the badge of saying, I've played football in North Korea, I've cycled in North Korea, and now perhaps I've skied in North Korea.
So it's interesting then that the 2018 Winter Olympics are scheduled to take place not too far in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Is this then step one in a North Korean plan to get an Olympic bid for those games?
Marco, it wouldn't be unprecedented. In 1988, when Seoul hosted the Summer Games, North Korea did try to persuade South Korea to co-host the games. Of course, that offer was rejected, and North Korea ended up boycotting the Olympics anyhow that year. But I think North Korea does get a bit of envy when South Korea holds these international events. And according to a document obtained by some North Korean observers in Seoul, there are plans to sell the Mashikrung ski resort as a possible venue for some Asian games, other regional sporting events. But I find it very hard to believe that the ski resort, if it does actually open, would meet international standards to host an international event.
So, Jason, we asked some of our GeoQuiz listeners, would you ski in North Korea? Let me read a few responses here. Elizabeth in Modesto, California said, no skiing in a country with horrific human rights abuses. Why reward a cruel dictatorship with my hard-earned money? We have a response from Jack in Lambsgrove, Massachusetts. Trick question. There is no good skiing in North Korea. And no, I would not go based on the real fear that if I did, I wouldn't come back. And then we heard from Harrison in Washington, D.C., who got the answer to the GeoQuiz correct and said, yes, I would go, but only if Dennis Rodman escorts me. A wise move. And I guess it's a solution to the concerns of Jack not coming back. So what about you, Jason? In or out on skiing in North Korea?
I'm not much of a skier to begin with, Marco, but from what some people have been saying, the Mashikrung ski resort isn't much more than bunny slope, so I think I could handle that.
Yeah, me too. Reporter Jason Strother telling us about North Korea's next big idea, ski resorts. Jason, thanks a lot.
I'll see you on the slopes, Marco.